Let's talk to Jeremy Stretch. He is the head of G10FX at CIBC. Very good morning,
Jeremy. Good morning, Mick.
Right, we've come in fresh. And I don't know if you're absolutely extraordinarily tired by watching the midterms all night.
I didn't stay up all night, but I have been watching the results, or a large portion of the results as they've been coming in. Although the good news is the pollsters have probably got this one just about right. So after several elections and obviously referendums, as we know here in the UK, where the pollsters have perhaps been somewhat wide of the mark, this vote seems to have gone pretty much as expected, and I think that's quite interesting.
Okay. So, in terms of the currency markets themselves, I'm fascinated by the dollar. Okay, what does this mean for the dollar?
Well, I think first and foremost, the fact that we've now gone back to the traditional sort of checks and balances in terms of the US political system does mean that the ability of the president to push forward with additional fiscal stimulus, I think, is increasingly stymied. So the prospect or the probability of an additional tax cut coming down the track, I think, has now been diminished.
Yep.
And I think as a consequence of that, as we get the come to the end of the fiscal sugar rush that we've seen from the current fiscal expansion, then that's going to imply that the growth cycle in the US is going to be that bit slower in 2019 compared to 2018. That has implications for the Fed. It has implications for the steepness of the yield curve. And ultimately, I think the upshot of all of that is, in fact, a dollar environment, which I think is going to be less constructive. So it's been a very strong performance for the dollar through the course of the middle part of the year in particular. We've seen investors really building cumulative long dollar positions.
Yep.
I think in the context now of the uncertainty from the political side, because, of course, there's going to be a degree of political paralysis in Washington, allied to the reduction in the fiscal expansion risks or hopes, I think does imply a cheaper dollar into 2019.
Okay, let's talk about cable. Now, on a normal day, it's quite difficult to trade, I'm told. At the moment, near as damn impossible.
Incredibly difficult to trade.
What are your thoughts, short-term, medium-term, long-term, for cable?
Well, I think ultimately, of course, it is all a function of the Brexit process. So the fact that we saw...
So does nothing else count the interest rate cycle? Is this purely a Brexit
trade? Not really, no. Because in a sense, I think if you go back to last week's Bank of England, and the subtext of that was the Bank of England ultimately would like to be tightening rates, and probably tightening rates in the absence of Brexit now. But of course, Brexit consumes everything, both politically and macroeconomically. So I think it's now very much a function of investors pre-positioning for the assumption of a deal being agreed between Brussels and London in the next few days, perhaps.
Yep.
So I think there is a classic case of a buy the rumour, sell the fact mentality in terms of sterling, at least in the short term. Because as we get to the resolution, or at least a deal being agreed, then that will see a final leg in terms of the sterling rally from the depths that we've seen a couple of weeks ago. But then you start to then think about, then we get into the political arithmetic. That's really tough to countenance in terms of a deal getting through Parliament. And so I think that's why it's a buy the rumour, sell the fact mentality, at least in the short term for sterling. But if that deal can get through Parliament before the end of the year, which I think it probably will just do so, it will be a knife edge, but I think it will probably just do so, then that does imply that sterling has better fortunes ahead into 2019, because then all of a sudden the interest rate story comes back into play and we start to think about the prospect of monetary tightening.
Understood. In terms of the euro dollar, what are your thoughts, sir?
Euro, I think, is interesting because obviously investors have been a little bit nervous about the political dynamics. Obviously, Italy has been a source of concern for recent weeks. We've now obviously seen the transition, or the start of the transition, in terms of the leadership in Germany. That, again, has destabilised some people at the margin. And concurrent to that, we've seen a weakening in the macro data. But I think, you know, at 113, 114, I think there is and has been value in euro at these sort of levels. And in the context of what we were talking about in terms of the US dollar side of the equation, I think from a euro dollar perspective, over the course of the 12-month view, if you're looking that far ahead, then I think there is some scope for some reasonably good gains, getting us back into the low or maybe even mid-120s into next year.
Understood. Dollar yen?
Dollar yen is an interesting one because, of course, that's really distorted by risk appetite and risk dynamics. So in a sense, you know, I kind of prefer to look at yen crosses rather than necessarily dollar yen itself, because there's too much sort of noise in that particular pair. So I think in the short term, it's more about a degree of yen performance on the crosses if we are going to see a slightly improved risk tone into the end of the year. So I think euro yen has some scope to continue to move higher. I think crosses like Aussie yen also remain reasonably attractive as we've been breaking up through some key moving averages.
Okay, to wrap up, I always ask you this: what do you like and what don't you like?
Well, I think in the context of where we are, I think markets have been far too pessimistic on both the China growth story and the China satellites, or those that are still perceived to be satellites of China. And in the developed market, of course, the Aussie is still often seen as a proxy for China. And I think the Aussie has been far too aggressively oversold. We've now seen a degree of rebound,
yep,
but I think there's more scope to come. So I think on a relative basis, in the dollar block, Aussie CAD has bounced already, but I think there's still plenty of scope for that to move further. And then I think in the context of the euro, I think you want to look at the euro satellites in the shorter term. So still like the Nokia and Stocky stories.
On that note, we've run out of time. Jeremy,
thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed.